Well, I've got another presentation which has come from Italy, from Professor Ferdinando Boero from the University of Salento. He launched a project with the Mediterranean Science Commission back in 2008 called Jelly Watch to get the public in Italy to monitor jellyfish blooms in the Mediterranean. They produced posters to help people identify the jellies aimed at tourists, divers and fishermen. The project then expanded to Israel and Spain and is expanding to other areas of the Mediterranean Sea. The idea is to see what species make up these blooms, these large aggregations of huge numbers of jellyfish, where and how frequently they occur. They're a major problem for tourist areas, preventing people from going into the water, but they also represent a more worrying trend, sometimes known as the rise of slime, with a shift in the balance of ecological power in the Med. Due to habitat loss, pollution, and particularly overfishing, many species of fish are under threat and are dwindling in number. The jellyfish then muscle in and fill the ecological niches left bare, creating what Professor Boero terms a gelatinous sea. Results from the early stages of the project suggest a marked increase in blooms in the last few years, plus a shift in the ranges of some jellies and even the influx of new species previously only found in the Atlantic. As the project is rolled out to other areas of the Med, the teams behind it hope that it'll help us to understand the causes behind these increases in these jellyfish blooms.
The idea that jellyfish are increasing in the oceans is something that we've been talking about more and more recently. I think it's really important that we actually get some good understanding of if that's actually happening or if it's just because we're looking more now in the oceans and we're spending more time there, and then understanding what's going on in the ecosystem. And that guy Boero is a bit of a hero of mine, actually, in the jellyfish world. I read up about what he did in his early life when he was just starting out his career in jellyfish studies. And apparently, one of his big fans always has been Frank Zappa, and he decided that he would name a jellyfish after him so that he could meet his hero. And he moved to California to work out there for one of his postdocs, found new jellyfish, named it after Frank Zappa, and yes, he did get to meet his hero, which I think is awesome. So marine biology can get you into the rock and roll world. So, you know, don't forget that.